Here's another of Farkas's family trees. It's a tanner who immigrates from Poland in the late 19th century. He has three sons, all of whom were bag manufacturers. He has seven grandsons. The first is a doctor, the second is a doctor, the third is a doctor, the fourth is a doctor, the fifth is a lawyer, the sixth is a lawyer, and the seventh is a lawyer. Farkas's Jewish family trees go on for pages, each virtually identical to the last, until the conclusion becomes inescapable. Jewish doctors and lawyers did not become professionals in spite of their origins. They became professionals because of their origins. Ted Friedman, the prominent litigator in the 1970s and 1980s, remembers as a child going to concerts with his mother at Carnegie Hall. They were poor and living in the furthest corners of the Bronx. How did they afford tickets? Mary got a quarter, Friedman says. There was a Mary who was a ticket taker, and if you gave Mary a quarter, she would let you stand in the second balcony without a ticket. Carnegie Hall didn't know about it. It was just between you and Mary. It was a bit of a journey, but we would go back once or twice a month. Friedman's mother was a Russian immigrant. She barely spoke English, but she had gone to work as a seamstress at the age of 15 and had become a prominent garment union organizer. And what you learn in that world is that through your own powers of persuasion and initiative, you can take your kids to Carnegie Hall. There is no better lesson for a budding lawyer than that. The garment industry was boot camp for the professions. What did Joe Flom's father do? He sewed shoulder pads for women's dresses. What did Robert Oppenheimer's father do? He was a garment manufacturer, like Louis Borgenicht. One flight up from Flom's corner office at Skadden is the office of Barry Garfinkel, who has been at Skadden nearly as long as Flom and for many years headed the firm's litigation department. What did Garfinkel's mother do? She was a milliner. She made hats at home. What did two of Louis and Regina Borgenicht's sons do? They went to law school, and no less than nine of their grandchildren ended up as doctors and lawyers as well. The most remarkable of Farkas's family trees is about a Jewish family from Romania who had a small grocery store in the old country and then came to New York and opened another on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. It is the most elegant answer to the question of where all the Joe Flom's come from. The grandfather is a small grocer. He has five sons, all of whom go into the supermarket business. And his grandsons? Doctor, 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 psychologist, doctor, doctor, lawyer, 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 doctor. 10 blocks north of the Skadden Arps headquarters in Midtown Manhattan are the offices of Joe Flom's great rival, the law firm generally regarded as one of the finest in the world. It is headquartered in the prestigious office building known as BlackRock. To get hired there takes a small miracle. Unlike New York's other major law firms, all of which have hundreds of attorneys scattered around the major capitals of the world, it operates only out of that single Manhattan building. It turns down much more business than it accepts. It does not bill by the hour, like every one of its competitors. It simply names a fee. Once, while defending Kmart against a takeover, the firm billed $20 million for 2 weeks' work. Kmart paid, happily. If its attorneys do not outsmart you, they will outwork you. And if they can't outwork you, they will win through sheer intimidation. There is no firm in the world that has made more money, lawyer for lawyer, over the last two decades. On Joe Flom's wall, next to pictures of Flom with George Bush and Flom with Bill Clinton, there is a picture of him with the rival firm's managing partner.